USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The State Department called out Russia for its bombardment of civilian and infrastructure targets as it loses ground in its war on Ukraine. State Department spokesperson Ned Price Monday said many of Russia's shelling activities have no military merit whatsoever.
We've all seen a number of strikes and bombardments that appear to be nothing more than an effort to brutalize the people of Ukraine.
National Republican Senatorial Committee Chairman Senator Rick Scott, a Republican out of Florida, I think the Democrats are going to get a rude awakening on November 8th that high inflation, high crime, open border is not what the American public wants, Scott said on ABC this week. The economy and inflation has consistently ranked as a top issue for voters as the midterms approach, providing a major political liability for Democrats as they attempt to maintain their razor-thin majorities in both the House and Senate. Indiana police have a man in custody for a years-old case.
A Delphi, Indiana man, Richard Allen, has been arrested for the 2017 murders of 8th graders Abby Williams and Libby German. Indiana State Police made the announcement at a news conference Monday. Best friends 13-year-old Libby and 14-year-old Abby were on a hiking trail in rural Delphi when they were killed. No other details have been released. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
There's a break in another cold case. Authorities in Massachusetts say the victim in the oldest cold case has been identified thanks to advanced genealogy technology. FBI Boston Special Agent in Charge Joe Benavalanta says the victim's dismembered body was found on the dunes of Cape Cod back in 1974.
It was a brutal death. And for the last 48 years, investigators with the Massachusetts State Police and Provincetown Police Department have worked tirelessly to identify her.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a health care plan that isn't affordable, or you simply just don't like how it works, well, right now, during open enrollment, is a perfect time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the industry. That's double. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for 30 years. It's shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. And here's why now is the perfect time to make the switch. If you join MediShare Complete by January 1st, they will waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off your first year. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month for all of next year. But again, it's a limited time offer. So yeah, you're not stuck. You've got a great option. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Here's the president's schedule for you. Monday night, the Bidens hosted trick-or-treating on the South Lawn with kids of local firefighters, nurses, cops, and National Guard members. Then Tuesday, the president will go to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to talk about protecting Social Security and Medicare and easing prescription drug prices. He'll take part in a reception for Representative Charlie Crist's gubernatorial campaign in Golden Beach. Tulsi Gabbard, a former member of the Democratic Party, endorsed GOP congressional candidate and Michigan State Senator Tom Barrett days after Republican Representative Liz Cheney endorsed his Democratic opponent, Democrat Representative Alyssa Slotkin. I'm here and really proud to support fellow veteran Tom Barrett, who's stepping up to serve and lead our country in a time of need in Congress. Having served in Congress for 8 years on the Armed Services and Foreign Affairs Committees, I know firsthand that a vote for Slotkin is a vote for more war, Gabbard said in a video exclusively provided to Fox News Digital. Speaking to the media on Monday, University of Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh addressed the post-game tunnel incident that took place over the weekend when several Michigan State players roughed up two members of Michigan's team. Harbaugh said there's an ongoing police investigation.
There needs to be accountability. There needs to be a full, thorough, timely investigation. I can't imagine that this will not result in criminal charges. The videos are bad.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.